yung old plus new at yung present pala, okay, which is 50, kasam natin, sum, 50 and 120, okay, this is, it gives us 117. Then, isasum rin natin yung old quantity plus present quantity or na-receive natin na quantity. Okay? Just take it to the present data is that we refer to the receive na lang para hindi tayo mag-confusing. Okay? This is receive. This is receive. Okay? Change this one to receive. Now, old quantity, which is
10.
10.
Plus.
Plus. Old quantity is 10. And then your
receive quantity, 120.
Quantity is 20. Alright. So, ngayon, 170 yung old plus receive in terms of amount. And then yung quantity is 30. So, to get the average cost for this is equal
sum
divided 170, the amount of the old and new divided by the quantity of the old and new, which is yun, even total bagong yung average cost is 5.67. ngayon yung
round
pa,
off
yung this in order to protect the markup kasi yung palagay natin yung price. Yung old price niya is 10. Okay, ngayon, yung markup niya, okay, yung markup niya is, yung 5 yung average cost doon, and then yung price niya is 10, ibig sabihin is baliktad. Okay, and yung old price, the price, the and minus the average cost, so ito po yung markup niya. Okay, ngayon to protect the the markup, this is 5, so mag-automatically adjust yung price niya. So ano yung price niya?
6.
What is the price now?